You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. On a Sunday afternoon in Helena, Montana, I got a chance to visit with two practitioners of old-time American music, Mike Williams and Aaron Parrott. We sat in the workshop behind Mike's house, where he's taught music and repaired instruments for decades. On the walls hung a collection of fiddles in various tunings, banjos, ukuleles, and many more obscure stringed instruments. The term old-time music is a pretty broad one. I asked Mike how he defines it.
Depends what your baseline is. You know, if you're a bluegrass music fan, what preceded bluegrass? It was old-time music, string band music. Originally, I think all this music, before there was any kind of ways of recording, it was just simply dance music. And also, fiddlers probably played for their own entertainment, too.
All those tunes go back to the earlier old time, and I guess the way I describe it is it's 40s and 50s country, but 1840s, 1850s. Mm-hmm. And the tunes, you know, some of them go back to the 1700s, and they are more or less the same. And it's a folk tradition in that you learn from people who've been doing it a lot longer. So really, everything I know, I've learned pretty much from Mike and a few other people. I remember the first time I asked him about it when I was first starting, I said, "So how do you do it?" And he said, "Well, long, short, long, and try to end on an up bow." And that is my style in a nutshell.
Even though old-time music is a genre, it still has a lot of freedom in it. And there is no right way to play a tune. There is no right way. But they all seem to have certain constraints where you still have the corpus of the melody in the tune. And sometimes you get confused, too. You can lapse into some other tune inadvertently in a melody, and actually it works.
Part of what I find so attractive about old time music is that it is totally egalitarian, and you will hear all kinds of elements in it. I mean, a lot of these old time fiddlers in the 20s were playing popular show tunes at the time, and then they sort of got integrated into the repertoire. It's a lot like the English language. You know, when it bumps up against another language, it just absorbs all their vocabulary.
Well, I was self-taught, too. I don't know. You were self-taught.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you ask people who know how to do it, how do you do that, or what are you doing, and they try to...
You watch and you listen, you pay attention and ask questions, and when you first start, you're being imitative, so you try to play like X, Y, or Z, and then somewhere along the line, you develop your own style, and then somebody comes along and wants to imitate you, so you pass on the traditions.
That's it? You stopped just
when I was going to record? Oh, you want me to do it again?
Do it again.
That's the verse. I'm looking for the bully of the town. I'm looking for that bully can't be found. I'm looking for that bully of the town. As I walk this levee round and round, every day I may be
You've been listening to Mike Williams and Aaron Parrott. Mike performs old-time and swing music throughout Montana. Aaron is an author and performer and teaches literature and philosophy at the University of Great Falls. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, Regional Studies and Public Education Program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To listen to and download more than 150 stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.